This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome back, Nation. Wolchuk is about to begin his pickled pig's feet bet payoff. Just did a little interview with him. I'm going to try to get this posted to the at G-Bag Nation X account. Let me see if I got that on my phone. I'm going to post it to at Gavin Doss, a little interview with Wolchuk here, and a close-up video of these pickled pig's feet for your delight and to Wolchuk's disgust. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence, call the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com.
So they're cooked?
Yeah.
Cooked and ready to eat.
It's a very rubbery feeling.
Do you think it's like chicken?
They say everything tastes like chicken, right?
Yeah. But is it kind of rubbery like chicken?
A little bit. Yeah, I think that's a
solid. I would
solid.
Treat it like chicken then.
It's the thickest honestly, big like toe I've ever seen.
I'm wondering if I should even mess with a knife and a fork. With
I
this.
Would.
When you see this gonna thing. You just going to pick it up and yeah, on it?
No, no. I'd cut it in
little
strips.
Slivers.
Yeah, I think you want to find out where the bones are. You maybe get like the, a real the knife skin in. Out of there. Oh, you can tell where all those
plastic.
Bones are.
I don't know
I would use a real knife. I think we have a real knife in there somewhere.
I'm really half-assing it with the silverware here.
Can we get that plate elevated in any way? So the
Wolchuk, I could try to hold it for you. You know, Wolchuk is now cutting into the big toe of what looks to be a pig that may have had the gout.
Oh,
I haven't seen a toe like that since Broadus took his sock off that one time.
Yeah, this is pretty nasty. It's not exactly the smoothest cut either. Oh, it's very bony. It is.
Oh, yeah, wow. Yeah, which is actually good. Yeah, yeah. Because there's not as much meat.
There's a lot of
surface
bone
area
on this bad boy here.
The girth of this thing, I'll tell you.
You think it's a pickup
it's
thing?
Just not. It might be. It's just not cutting
it's not
well.
Good cutting.
That's the issue with this.
Yeah, it's the irony of Wolchuk putting his sausage fingers into the jar of pig's feet and pulling it out. It was single-handedly one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. And just how splashy that thing gets.
It's very splashy.
The vinegar, huh?
A lot of vinegar.
It just wants to come at you.
It's worse than our urinals up here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's bad.
It's not good. Yeah, I don't, this is just.
It's so thick.
You're just going to have to pick it up and gnaw it, aren't you?
You got to gnaw
it. I would just grab that.
I'd grab a new fresh toe.
That bone on the backside there. Go for it like chicken, bro.
I might punt on that toe and grab another pickles.
Yeah, here's the boss.
Oh, we're getting some real cutlery going
on
here.
I thought we had one of those.
Yeah,
it's his pig foot cutting knife. He always keeps that in his office.
I appreciate you so much for this knife here that we're using.
Why don't you go ahead and try to eat part of that?
Shaving that thing down.
Nice little chunk of meat.
Yeah, there we go.
Just go for a meaty part.
Yeah, let's just. I want to
see
this
like.
I want to see you put this in your mouth.
Let's do this. Here it is.
That doesn't look terrible.
The first bite.
Looks like a heart.
Like it kind of looks like the spare ribs that you get at a Chinese restaurant. Like the coloring of it. That's what I'm trying to think of in my mind.
There you go.
But it's the skin of a pig.
It's a foot. It's a foot. Yeah, it's definitely a foot.
So
go for it.
An incredible toe. Now, Wolchuk hates feet. So, Wolchuk, we love you, brother. Oh, it's in. It's closed. It's chewing. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
He kind of gagged. I'm telling you, impossible for him not to vomit on this. Okay, no. So if anybody's going to criticize Walchuk for vomiting right now, which is inevitable, okay, then we're going to start lashing out at you.
Oh my God!
Because there was no other
he can't even
way this was
going
to go.
It doesn't chew well.
It doesn't chew well.
Mm-hmm. It looks so tender.
It's not.
It really did look more tender. It said it was ready to eat. What do you mean it's not chewing? Big John's not a liar.
That face, though, gosh, it looks awful.
He's in
How
pain.
Would you describe the flavor? Does it remind you of anything?
Vinegar.
Vinegar.
Vinegar. Vinegar. But what about the texture? How would you describe the texture as you're trying to chew the foot of a pig? Like a beef jerky?
He's kind of gagging a little bit.
It's a weird texture. I don't know how to even describe it.
Of course he's gagging, bro. He's got a gosh dang toe in his mouth. Dude, give him a sec.
Yeah.
A weird texture. Doesn't even know how to describe it.
It's like very rubber.
Very rubber.
Very rubber, yeah.
And that was about the size of what, like a small beef jerky.
This could be an all-day affair right here.
It absolutely could.
Yeah, this could be like you and the steak.
The pace of this means he will finish the big toe by expressway.
Okay,
time.
Let me ask you this.
It's very vinegar heavy.
Any chance?
Is it still in your mouth?
No, I swallowed.
You swallowed
the first
it.
Bit.
Okay,
the first
he's
bit.
Done it. Nice. He's on his way.
I got the first bit down.
Any chance that he doesn't complete this and he has to do another one?
No, I don't think so.
He's locked in. He just did it. He just did the hardest part.
That's a psychological win.
Right.
It's all downhill from here.
That's a confidence booster.
He doesn't
man.
Even have to make it so small that he can eat it like pills.
He just had like a little sliver.
Yeah.
That's
it was more than a sliver.
Let's go inside the head of a woolly bully.
This is a problem. Like fat, you know?
This is a problem.
So are you confident?
No, I'm not confident.
He's not confident.
I'm really not confident.
Okay, so you've lost confidence after swallowing it and realizing
what
it does.
I mean, like, I'm very happy that I chewed the first bite and got it down, but...
You've done it.
The likelihood of, like...
Finishing that?
Cleaning the bone is not very high.
Yeah. But now you've proven that you can do it, so there is no I can't do
I
this.
Think going for it, you know.
I think there's some quit here.
We're at the point of no return, Broadus. What are you talking about?
I think there's some quit.
I think that's depression. I think that's acceptance.
Oh, yes. Look at that face. There's no way he's going to finish this thing.
Look at that face.
My guy's going to fight, dude. Look at that thing.
No way.
That's game face.
I'm telling you, man, he's going to have
to. Mix with the little puke face.
He might have to do the gummy with me at 520.
You don't bleep yourself.
These are life-altering
events.
That's a you
problem with the gummy. Don't start pointing fingers with the gummy.
I'm just saying.
You know what? I'm trying here, dude.
Walchuk's dominating this
talking
right
crap
now.
Over there.
Just an observation over here. I'm just saying.
That toe didn't stand a chance.
You're killing it, Walchuk. I believe in you. Let's pick some games here. We got the G-Bag of the Day coming up in a couple of minutes. The reason why Walchuk is doing this bet payoff every Friday. At this time during the NFL season, we all pick a winner.
So
if we're wrong, we got a bet payoff to do the following Friday. You can only use the same team once, and there's no out. You know, if you lose, you're not out. He swallowed again. I'm so proud of Walchuk right now. No, you got to buy your way back in with
maybe
a bet payoff.
Use a different choice words there.
And speaking of buying your way back in, I
he's shaking.
I did put on bet payoffs. Give everybody on the show $100. Okay.
I feel like I did that with that.
Everybody?
I think I might rather do that than eat a pickled pig's feet, to be
There's
honest
no
with you.
I just don't have the funds to do that, dude. I got a daughter.
Well, yeah, he does. You know? And I got
said that.
There's payday loans.
Did you see that? He's like said it with shake voice.
Yeah, no, I'm not. This
because he knows his daughter's going to be a little ashamed of him after she finds out what
I
he
hope
ate
this
today.
This video is like this gets deleted, Carter, immediately. I don't want her seeing this.
Who do you want, Chief?
I was going back and forth a little bit. The Ravens at home.
Okay.
So gross.
Versus Gardner Minshew and the Raiders. And Baltimore, hey, they were very close to beating Kansas City. And they've had a couple of extra days to prepare. Give me Baltimore. Not lose. They're 9-point favorites. Mm-hmm. They lose this game. You got to just chalk it up to
Pick's
just.
Feet.
I'm not doing that. I see the face. I see what Walchuk's going through right now. It's awful.
Brian, who do you like?
I'm taking Philadelphia on Monday night against Atlanta.
There you go. Good pick.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to go with Houston. I was watching quite a bit of that game last week when they opened up against the Colts, and they just seemed a little bit unpolished. They seemed a little loosey-goosey on a lot of things. I'm gonna do what Chief did. I'm gonna go with the Ravens against the Raiders. A West Coast team going east.
Yeah, exactly.
If you got the better team on the East Coast, it's a lock.
Walchuk, who are you picking?
Who are you pigging?
I think I'm gonna take
Wink.
The Hogs.
I'm gonna take the Chargers or the Panthers.
Oh, that's another L. It's time now for the G bag of the day. Into the pimp cup we go.
That's another L.
Here's Lucius.
Of quickly everybody goes, oh, that's another L.
Yep, that's another one.
I hate
that's
all of you.
Another barnyard toe in your mouth, sir.
I'm going to the KMC masterpiece.
Hey, man, by the way, you're the first person I've ever seen use a knife and a fork to eat their pig feet. It's amazing.
Lucius, how's the best way? Smoked?
Now I feel like a P word.
Smoked is really good. Southern style, you know, whatever that is. Yeah. That's amazing. With some hog maws, pig feet and hog maws together on some rice. With black eyed peas and some greens on the side. Cornbread, all buttery. Hell yeah. But I've never had the vinegar style that you got going on over there. That pink.
You're missing out.
You never had Big John's?
I'm good, Phil. I'm good. All right.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And our winner right here, who is it? Is it Trolling Grandma still?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I believe it is. Trolling Grandma in the drive-thru. That texture is something different on some pig feet. Even the ones that you like, that texture is like, wow, okay, that's different.
I don't know how to describe it.
So I can't, no, you can't.
You're taking decent bites, so I give you credit.
I'm really trying.
Whole lot of bones in that thing.
Yeah. It's a big old bone.
Yeah, usually you just pick up the foot and you just suck it.
Okay. What?
Yeah, you suck it and you spit out the bones. You just pick it up and suck it.
I'll
pick
like
it
up. A chicken wing, dude.
Yeah.
Sure it's like a rib.
What are you over there coaching?
Like a rib. Yeah.
Trying to help my guy. I feel like there was cartilage in this bit.
Yeah,
there's some cartilage that's good for you.
That's the thing about toes.
You need to go fill into your
might have been a toenail. Yeah.
What did Rex? Who was that? Which one of those Ryans got caught looking at the feet? That was Rex.
Yeah,
you got to hold it up and say what Rex was saying. Oh, yeah. Good job. Appreciate it.
He was doing some weird role playing with his wife at a rest stop.
You just got your feet out here at the park? That's just amazing. What a lucky guy I am walking by seeing such gorgeous toes. All right, yeah, Trolling Grandma in the In-N-Out drive-thru line. Grandma was on the driver's side, of course, so she has to take the order, and grandchild said, I want a mix. What?
Double-double, doggy style.
Animal style?
Animal or doggy?
It's animal style.
It's animal, okay.
All right, and then what's your drink?
Stinker.
Yeah. Now that you say that, Dawson.
Boozy grandma. Yeah,
you definitely profiled grandma as a little boozer.
Oh, I think so.
So nasty.
We're picking it up.
Yeah. You got to suck it. Suck that foot, boy.
Mm. Oh, look at the foot. It's got like a little, like, it looks like the state of Wisconsin a little bit.
There he is on the webcam.
There we go.
In terms of how fat and porky it looks. Great shot there by Carter Freeman.
Oh, gross.
That's it. Pull it apart.
Yeah, rip those toes in half.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Open that bad boy up. It's a toe splitter. Now, what got that reaction out of you? Was it the toenail?
Oh, it was just the ligament of the it's oozing now.
It was the plantar fascia that got him.
Seeing it rip.
Poor pig.
This is no.
I can tell right here, bro. I was looking at him. He had a hard time walking.
Pig's on IR.
I really.
He's blown like Achilles.
Poor guy. That's why I couldn't get away.
Okay, let's.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
No. Big bite. Oh, big bite.
Oh.
He's really going for it
oh,
now.
Oh, he's sawing it. He saw it.
Beaver teeth out there. It makes you work like a gosh dang crawfish.
Yeah, this is like a bony bastard.
But those smoked ones are so good.
Yeah, I'm sure they're so yummy. Ooh, I love a smoked one.
They kind of taste like bacon a little bit, don't they?
There's some bacon situations. There's some ham going on because there's meat in there. It's a whole lot of everything in that darn foot.
Yeah, it's fine.
I just got a little bit here on the edge.
Edge that thing.
All right, let's go to Babe Laufenberg called into the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of these fools is Chop? I don't know. Sounds like Babe had a mix-up with his numbers in his own game.
So Derek Carr has the third most touchdowns by a player who has worn the number 4, passing, 73. Dak Prescott has the second most, 74. Who is the leader in terms of touchdown passes with a number 4?
Brett Favre. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
September trivia.
Suck it, Peyton. It. In your face.
How many did he have? How many did he have, guys?
How many career touchdown passes?
300.
Yeah, Prescott has 74. Carr has 73.
507.
No. 482.
Peyton, do you know?
I believe it would be 186, right?
No.
Yeah, 186.
186. There's not a chance in hell that Brett Favre has only 186 touchdowns.
Remember, he wore a different number.
What?
This is just by wearing the number 4.
There's no way. I'm looking this
up. What was his other number? What?
He wore number 4 his whole career, Babe.
Oh, my God. Did we get Babe Laufenberg? Did we turn his own trivia against him?
Even still, I was wrong. He only threw 336 touchdown passes. Or no, 508. 508.
508. I said 504. I said 507, right? I knew Manning snapped it.
508.
But they were all his number 4, Babe.
Yeah. 508?
That's what I said. That's how you handle that. I think. Dak had like 40 last year.
Babe, I think you butchered all of this.
No, Dak's got 203.
Babe, are you unwell? Are you unwell?
Well done, Babe. He should have a messed up trivia question for them every week.
Yeah.
That's great.
That was
best
great.
Mix up since he gave Roger Staubach my number, thinking he was giving Staubach a quarterback's number.
That's awesome.
Hey, is this Gavin?
Yes. Well, I hate to do this to Walchuk in a moment like this, yes. But rules are rules.
No, you're right.
And we have to live in accordance to them. Go ahead and take it away, bully.
Mama gave me 8 of them flapjacks, and Mama take away 5 of them flapjacks. I want to stay hungry for the Crimson Tide. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Oh, it stinks.
Does it?
Yeah, like it's starting to smell bad when you get close in there.
The bone?
Yeah.
See, I love how positive you are because you're saying it's starting to smell bad. It's been smelling bad since you brought it in.
All I smelled was vinegar. The vinegar was overpowering. Now you can kind of get a scent of that hog. Look at this.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, bro, if that was like a regular cooked one, you'd be like, oh, this is how meaty this one is. You'd be holding up to other people. Oh, look at this one, dog. God, dog, look at this one. Like a crab leg. Look at this one, fam. Jesus.
Before you put it in the butter.
Yeah.
Oh,
man, I got a good piece right here, baby. Let's go to Lawrence Taylor. He was on All the Smoke, reflecting on his career. And did he give it his all?
Boy, if I would have got sleep at night, I would have been the best player ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now, we understand that, too. We understand that, too. Yeah.
But did you know what? And I say to myself, look where you're at now. Oh, man, or look what you have achieved. Could you have done it better? Now, if I would have gone home every day, if I would have go to the gym every day, if I didn't drink Johnny Walker Black every day.
A man.
Could I have been better?
Maybe not. Maybe that was your though.
I don't know.
Maybe but not. How could you know when
know.
You still end up being
him?
I know a bunch of guys that ever. Don't drink, don't smoke, don't
and they, and they were trash.
And they were trash.
Trash. They do everything right. And they just ain't got
they
it.
They trash.
Yeah, they ain't got it. It just ain't got it. It just ain't in them.
It is crazy. If he could have been any better, I wouldn't have believed it. You know, he was as good as he got.
Yeah. He's as good as
he
was.
He said, if I just would have went home at night. Girl, do you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you hear that? Don't give me no hard time. Lawrence wasn't even coming home. At least I'm at the crib. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we deserve more credit for that. My man didn't even come home. Oh, I guess my husband's not here tonight. God.
Maybe he'll be here tomorrow.
The game was over at 3:30.
Yeah. Not looking so negatively at playing all these video games now, are you?
Yeah,
honey?
How about that?
Yeah. At least I'm not on crack, honey.
Yeah. Smoking rocks out here. Respect to anybody dealing with that situation.
Yeah, yeah,
best of luck to you.
Yeah, best
of
luck, yeah.
You're stuck in the 80s, but I get it, fam. Yeah, yeah, that's it, brother.
Is it the Grandma Troller at In-N-Out?
Those are good ones.
Is it Babe Laufenberg on the RJ and Choppy show? Is it Lawrence Taylor on the All the Smoke podcast? I'm going to vote for my guy, Babe. Chief.
Yeah, I mean, I really just want to vote for Wolchuk right now because I think he's dominating, but
put me down
for Babe.
Bleacher?
Somebody's rabbi just cussing you out right now, fam.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yeah, at least two or three.
This generation.
Whose kid is this? Oh, my God. I'm going with Lawrence Taylor.
Both.
I didn't really hear any of them. I'm going to go with Babe.
Brian?
I'm going to let the fans, I think, decide this if I go with Lawrence Taylor, right?
No.
Nope. By a score of 3-2. You're new G-Bag of the Day champion, Babe Laufenberg.
He said, I'm not here for it today, bro.
With the RJ and Choppy mix-up. That was classic. Okay, when we come back, Chief, what do we got?
Well, it's perfect timing as Wolchuk continues his pickled pig's feet extravaganza. We have Biggest L, Biggest Dub, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? And more importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? That's next year in the nation.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.